extra, extra. Read all about it. We've got some news.
Yeah, let's give it up one more time for our kids so far. They've done great, have they not? But listen, I've got a big story. There's a new scandal. There was a woman, and she was caught in adultery. And the Pharisees, they were going to stone her. But she ended up being freed by some famous traveling rabbi. Big story, huh? Because we know that the Levitical law says that anyone who is caught in adultery, well, doesn't usually end up good for them. Now, this is John chapter 8, and we know the story. Jesus bends down, and he writes in the dust, and he saves this woman's life. But I have a feeling that this probably wasn't the first time that Jesus knew somebody who is probably accused of unfaithfulness. Try Mary, his own mother. So why don't we rewind a few decades and take a glimpse into the humble and remarkable birth of a Messiah King. This morning, we are looking at Christmas as a purpose-filled, humble birth. So this birth of Jesus would have been viewed as very scandalous. So it got me thinking on a practical level, why did God send a baby to a virgin? I mean, every single logical thinking person on the outside would just see sin written all over this situation. Because, I mean, like, obviously, babies don't just come out of nowhere. People would see sin and people would see weakness. Like, can you imagine Joseph at the carpenter's shop trying to tell his coworkers, like, yeah, guys, I promise. It was from God. It is an act of God. Now, hindsight's 20/20. We know that it was an act of God. But it got me thinking more. You know, God could have introduced Jesus in many ways. As a glorious king coming from down from heaven. Or maybe a royal, rightful heir to some prominent Jewish family. And Jesus would have deserved it. Because he's the king, after all. He would have deserved it and so much more. But God wanted faith in the hearts of humankind. God wanted them, and God wants us to have belief in a child, even an infant from an unknown family, which is far from their expectations and our expectations for a Savior. And yet the Father wanted a baby, a lowly child, for his big reveal of Emmanuel, God with us. But why? Why did God want the King of Glory to come as a baby? As it says in the song, King of Kings, Jesus came from a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt. And do you know how much trust that takes for Jesus? From all power to complete dependence. Jesus was there at creation, hovering over the waters, bringing creation out of the chaos. And yet now he lay helpless and hungry. But he did it for us and for all of creation, so that we may know him, not just as some being up there in the sky, but as God who came to earth, who had skin and flesh like us, and was beaten and crucified. So why did God want a baby? Because he wanted someone who knew our condition. As it says in Hebrews 4, we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses. Jesus came with a humble birth because he's one of us. And that's the beauty of the incarnation. He humbled himself, knew our sufferings, and came as a baby to be God with us, Emmanuel. And so, where does that leave us? Where does that leave you and you and you and you? Where does that leave us? Oceanside Community Church, some 2,000 odd years later. Well, it leaves us with a good news to tell. But obviously, we would be missing the point if we went out and we told the message of a humble birth with a puffed up chest. That would kind of be the wrong way to do it. No, we go and we tell of the humble birth as humble messengers. We are to go tell it as humble messengers. So plain and simple, my encouragement to you, just like the shepherds of old, we are to unashamedly and humbly share of the coming of Christ. So it's been my pleasure over the past 2.5 months or so to be a part of Family Ministries here. And in Family Ministries, we value God's word. We value God's word above a lot of things. And so I know many of you do too. And so we want to continue sharpening our skills. So I'm going to give you a taste, a small glimpse, into what it might be like on a Sunday morning in a preteen class. Minus probably a little bit of body odor and a lot of paper airplanes. But we're gonna have a good old-fashioned sword drill. Okay, for those of you who don't know what a sword drill is, you grab your sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, the Bible. I want you to hold it by the spine, and then I am going to say a reference of a verse, and then the first person to flip it open, find it, and then stand up and read it, you're the winner. All right? Okay. So everybody grab your Bibles if you have one, or you can use your phones, whatever. We'll see. This is a true test. Physical. Phone. Hey, you know what? More incentive for the physical copy to know their Bibles. Go even faster, okay? So here is the verse. Ready? 3, 2, 1. John 20, 21. Go. The race is on. The race is on. Oh. Oh, wow. I turned around for 1 second. All right, read it out loud. Excellent. Excellent. Great work, Mr. Prunkle. All right. Again, he beat technology, so. All righty. Lots of cheers from the crowd. We love it. Okay, for those of you that might not have heard that completely clear, here's what he said. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." Now, we are to go as humble messengers. Now, how many of you have young children like these young children in your life? Maybe it's kids, maybe it's grandkids, maybe it's friends, maybe it's neighbors, maybe it's this guy here. He's not a young kid, but he's a good guy. Now, me personally, I don't have any kids. But my job is to connect with the preteens in the Oceanside area to help walk with them and grow in their love for Jesus and for other people. And it is honestly a genuine pleasure of mine to be able to do this. And one thing I've noticed about kids is that when they love something, they make sure they tell people. They make sure they tell people. Whatever it is they love, you're going to hear about it. And some of them, you're going to hear about it until you know more about Paw Patrol than you ever thought was possible. And I have a theory as to why I think this is. I think kids have an unashamed faith in what they love. I think we as adults can begin to lose a little bit of that unashamed faith in what we love in the name of social respect and, you know, perhaps not wanting to stick out. But when was the last time you shared with faith like a child? When was the last time you shared with faith like a child? So, to wrap up this Christmas season, I encourage you to remember your status before God. You are a humble messenger, but before that, you are a humble child. Each and every one of us, we are all humble children of God. And you are a beloved child of God. So my encouragement is this. Find the child within you. Have faith to believe and more than just what you can see. Have faith that this baby in a manger came for a reason. And have faith that this baby that came in a manger that you love can change people's lives.